Okay. We are ready to move this call forward. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I have tagged this Friday as Jesus is real to me Friday, as he is real to me, he is real to you. And Hebrews 13 and 8 says Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So we give God the praise because he is truly real in our lives. Let us go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we bless your holy name. We magnify you and we glorify you because you are worthy of our praise. We thank you because you are real in our lives on not only this Friday, but every single day, 24/7. God, you are real. We thank you for your blood that you shed on Calvary's cross for our lives. And I plead the blood of Jesus over this call, the Master's call, right now in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that this call will go forth clear, free, uncontaminated, and unhindered, uninterrupted in the name of Jesus, Father. I thank you for the founders of this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. I speak favor, blessings, and increase in their lives and in their families' lives right now in the name of Jesus. I lift up each and every caller that has dialed into this number right now in the name of Jesus. Favor, blessings, and increase to them. I lift up Artists International and the Diaz de Leon family. I pray that you would continue to allow your vision to flourish and overflow in Artists International as we reshape lives. I lift up every Super Saturday that will happen on tomorrow to you right now in the name of Jesus. Every speaker, every instructor, every distributor, every guest, Father, I speak overflow and favor right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I come lifting up Kathy Washington and her sister Trudy to you as you have called Trudy to come home to you, God. I pray that you would just strengthen their family right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And for Keenan, Father God, you are able. And for each and every one of us that stand in need, Father God, I claim victory right now. And I say you are able, God, because you are real. So I decree and declare that these things will be so. And I lift up the speaker, Pastor Derek, as he will come this morning, that you would increase in him as he decreases, that the word of God straight from the throne room will go forth mightily in Jesus' name. I decree it, declare it, and it is done in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. And at this time, Master's Call family, it is a privilege to bring to you my sister from Norcross, Georgia. She will be our hostess for this morning here on the Master's Call, none other than my sister in the Lord, Minister Kai Brown. Minister Kai Brown, are you out there this morning?
I am here, Minister Tiffany. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear. Take it away.
Thank you. And I just want to thank you, Minister Tiffany, for greeting and seating the people this morning as we came into the telecommunications sanctuary. Good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Master's Call. My name is Minister Kai, and I reside in Norcross, Georgia. I want to thank everyone for joining us this morning in the TMC Telecommunications Sanctuary, and we wish you the warmest of Kingdom's greetings as you begin your day. As you know, this call is all about the Master, and as a family, we gather early in the morning faithfully to give God the glory, the praise, the honor, and the reverence that is due him as we begin our day. The Master's Call was founded on October 25th, 2010. That's right, we're approaching that fourth anniversary, and we are looking forward to the extraordinary and amazing things that God is doing for the fourth anniversary. And you know this call was founded by two extraordinary women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts, the Ambassador of Artists International, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, affectionately known as our Mother Eagle. We, you know, as we gear up for the fourth anniversary, we pray that you continue each and every day with us. When God gave the mandate for this call, he also gave a mission, and that mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we begin our day. And because God is a God of order, we know that this call was also founded on Scripture, and that Scripture reference is Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. So here on the Master's Call, we start the call with prayer, we end the call with prayer, and we pray that you continue each and every day in prayer. Excuse me. As you know, this call is brought to you Monday through Friday. Each and every day, holiday, rain, shine, snow, sleet, we will be here Monday through Friday. And if you would like to listen to the message from that day, if you don't make it on the line, or if you heard something that you needed to hear again, you can call in by dialing 712-432-1085, access code 957-677-POUND. Again, all of the messages are archived and recorded on our website from the inception of this call and can be played back by visiting the website, which is themasterscall.net. That's themasterscall.net. If you are feeling led to join the team, if you feel like God has placed a word in your belly, if you have a prayer request or a praise report, please email us at info@themasterscall.net. That's I-N-F-O at themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon or Minister Robin, our prayer general, will be get back with you. Immediately following this call is the MMC call, and that call is hosted by our godmother, Platinum President Dr. Dorothy Cook, and a host of dynamic leaders throughout artists. Like today is hosted by Shavela Banks, and she is the Transform 90 Queen, and that number is 530-881-1300, pin code 539-598-POUND. That's 530-881-1300, access code 539-598-POUND. The Kings of Artists will be at it again, and this time it's the Artists International 2014 Bahamas Conference, and it will be hosted at the fabulous Atlantis Resort in the Bahamas. This extraordinary event will take place on October 31st through November 2nd, 2014. For more information and to register, visit artistempowermentconference.com. That's artistempowermentconference.com. And there you'll be able to get more information and to be able to register for the conference. So now I'm going to move out of your way so this amazing man of God can come forth with the message from the throne room. Today's speaker is none other than Pastor Derek Allen. Pastor Allen has been pastoring for 16 plus years and is the senior pastor / president of Divine Word of Truth in Brooklyn, New York. Pastor Allen married Beverly Brasnell on June 12, 1982, and from their union, they have three wonderful children, Nigel, Calvia, and Angel. And in addition to that, they are blessed with a son-in-law and a daughter-in-law and their amazing grandchildren. In May of 1988, Pastor Allen received his local license to preach in Trinidad and Tobago. He furthered his studies in mobilization for evangelism, meeting the Muslim challenge, world missions today, effective communication, Christian leadership, and evangelizing the Hindu. In February of 1996, he attended CBI in New York and graduated in May of 1999 with a certificate in theology. In 2004, Pastor Allen continued his biblical study and received his bachelor's degree in theology, majoring in religion from the International Theological Seminary of California. Pastor Allen has traveled to several countries and ministered all over the world, and he ministered the Word of God. These countries include Canada, Barbados, St. Croix, St. Thomas, St. Vincent, and the Grenadines, Nigeria, West Africa, and of course his hometown, Trinidad and Tobago. Pastor Allen is an artist entrepreneur and continues to be instrumental in the lives of everyone he interacts with. He desires to win the world for the Lord. However, if he helps one sinner find his way to God, then his life has not been in vain. Pastor Allen continues to be bold and brazen, fighting on the Lord's side. So I present to some and introduce to others none other than Pastor Derek Allen. Pastor Allen, are you there?
Good morning. Good morning. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Take it away, man of God.
Well, thank you very much, my sister. God bless you. I really appreciate it. Amen. Thank God for our prayer warrior, our sister who prayed, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, Dr. P.K. Roberts, the entire artist, amen, family, the D.O.B. Dalion family. It is truly my privilege, as always, to come before you today. Amen. God is good. Amen. And he's good all of the time. You know, I have to kind of move forward quickly because of time. But I praise God for this opportunity. I really, really embrace it. Amen. Up very early on a Friday morning doing my radio program for 2 hours and moving right into this. But it's a blessing. I would not give it up for anything. Amen. I want to speak to us briefly, amen, on a topic today. Amen. A few good men, not celebrities. A few good men, not celebrities. And I hope I can make it clear what does that theme mean. I'm using Matthew chapter 9, verse 9 as my verse of amen to focus on today. And it reads on this wise: as Jesus passed from thence, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the receipt of custom, and he said unto him, follow me. And he arose and he followed him. Father, I give you thanks and praise this morning. It's another privilege again, and I pray as always for that special anointing, that anointing, that anointing that I so frequently pray for to be upon me now. I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. A few good men, and it's a topic that, you know, we our mind tend to go back into some of the movies that we watched. But it's not one of those topics today. Good men are hard to find today. I'm writing the message already. Good men are hard to find today. Please understand that when I say men, amen, I'm not speaking gender proper, but I'm speaking about men and women. And I know I might shift a little bit to understand the role of a man in a relationship, the role of a man in the church. And yes, and I respect women. As a matter of fact, when you think about the master's morning call, amen, it's the sisters, and we appreciate you so much. And I cannot, amen, never mention women in my church, because even I think in all of the churches that we look around, if it was not for women, oh, where would we have been? And I am one of the first to admit that. You are the ones who keep up our Bible study. You are the one who keep up our prayer services. You are the ones who make up our numbers on a Sunday and Saturday, whatever day you worship. So women are very, very, very important. Amen. So, but I'm not speaking gender preference. I am addressing both male and female, but in principle, men was to be in the front line in the family. In the time of war, amen, he was to bring home the food, etc. Today, we are living in a time where things are a little different, apart from, amen, homes where there are widows or there are single parent homes, amen, where in most cases the women, they are carrying the load. So I understand that, and I say thank God for strong women. Amen. After the men left, amen, they did not throw in the towel. They did not give up on their children. You women, you stayed and you raised your children. It is commendable on this morning, amen, to express that. But today we understanding, amen, from the message today, to encourage somebody that it does not matter, and I believe that God is calling me to be just a pillar of encouragement to people, because sometimes our self-esteem is not where it's supposed to be. We look at our background and where we were born and how we were brought up, and sometimes we take away from our own self. Amen. God is seeing something inside of us, but we are seeing defeat. We are seeing failure. We are seeing, why not them? I am not capable, but I'm here to tell you today that God is looking for a few good men. God is looking for a few good men. He's not looking for celebrities, because what does celebrity do? The celebrity, they put on their good sometimes they are only, amen, celebrities. But God is looking for a few good men, hallelujah, who would be able to take the gospel to the nations, to change the world, amen, praise God, in a profound way. Somebody hear me today. I was thinking, amen, over the last few weeks, if Jesus, amen, was to use my body to come, it will, to come, in other words, you know, God is, can use whoever he wants or whatever form he wants. But I was thinking, if God is to use me, Derek Allen, and to say, here comes Jesus, will the world accept me? Will the church accept me? Or will they say, no, not him, not him? How can God use his body? How can God come through him? But I believe that there will be a surprise in heaven of who will make it in and who will be on the outside. I don't have the answer to that, but I believe that there will be a surprise. Is anybody hearing me today? Somebody would say God would not use that man from Trinidad. Amen. God would use somebody else. Is anybody hearing me? Amen. Maybe not, but amen. Truth is, the church is made up of all different classes of people. Oh, my God. So I am so glad God don't judge you by what you used to be, but God is judging you for who you are right now. I want somebody to hear that today. It's time for you to forget your past. Do not allow people to come into your life and remind you of your past. The Bible said in 2 Corinthians 5:17, any man in Christ is a new creature. All things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. God is looking for a few good men. When you think about the scripture that we read, amen, Matthew, who was a tax collector. We know the story. Somebody said he took advantage of the people. He charged more taxes than the people had to pay. And in some cases, these people were poor people. They hardly had anything, and this tax collector man would come and almost rob the people. But I'm here to tell you today, if God was like man, or if we was God, we would not have qualified anyone. I'm telling you, and if we had qualified anyone, then we also would have been disqualified. But I thank God this morning that God is not like man, that God does not look, amen, praise God. Can I reiterate this morning that our past, but he looked at who we are right now. I tell you the truth, if God was looking at our past, he would not have chosen you. He would not have chosen me. He would have chosen all the good people, all the people who never sinned, all the people who never went to the club, all the people who never drank alcohol, all the people who were not promiscuous. But I thank God today that God does not judge us, oh my God, for what we did. As long as you and I confess our sins, today we are new. Today we stand before God, especially since Jesus Christ came. Oh my God, I do not want to get to beside myself this morning. God is looking for a few good men. For example, I have some examples like Moses. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 23. The word of God said by faith, Moses, hallelujah, when he was born, was hidden there three months by his parents because they saw that he was a beautiful child, and they were not afraid of the king's command. Is anybody out there this morning? By faith, Moses, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, chosen rather to suffer affliction with the people of God. Amen. Done to enjoy the past pleasures of sin, esteemed the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures, my God, in Egypt, for he looked for a reward. Moses, amen, praise God, send back to Pharaoh. So this morning I want us to understand that it's not the good people God is looking for. I use the word a few good men for us to understand today. is not our goodness, but is what God sees in you and me this morning. I am telling you, if you look at the church today, we have people who did all sorts of things. I am telling you, I did not go to jail, but my God, I wasn't good. But God saw something in me that he could have used, and he saved me, and he cleaned me up, and he gave me a chance. He gave me an opportunity, oh my God, to serve him. And not only serve him, but he called me to serve people. So today, my God, I am serving as one of those who God looked away from the wrong that I did, and he saw that great thing in me, something that he could use. I think about Aaron this morning, the brother of Moses. He was Moses' elder brother. He did not mind being Moses' mouthpiece, serve his brother faithfully, and in time to come, he became the priest, the high priest of Israel. I think of Abraham in the book of Genesis chapter 12. Amen. Who, when God told him to leave his country, he did not question God, not knowing where he was going, he went. Abraham's faith was accounted unto him, oh my God, for righteousness. God told him, listen, I want you to leave your father's home. And God said, I will send you to a place that you do not know of. Somebody asked Abraham, where are you going? He said, I'm going to a place. I don't know where I'm going, but I'm looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. Is anybody hearing me today? You see, God had a plan for the life of Abraham. He said, Abraham, I'm going to bless you as much as you can number the stars of heaven. Oh, if you could count the sand on the seashore, I will bless you, son. He said, I'm going to bless those who bless you, and I will curse those who curse you. And through you, Abraham, all the nations of the earth, the families of the earth, will be blessed. Oh, somebody hear me today. I think about Joshua this morning. Oh, my God, in the book of Judges, the Bible says that after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise and go over this Jordan, you and all the people, to the land which I am giving to them, the children of Israel. I'm telling you, there is work to be done, and God is looking for a few good men. Ah, God is looking for people who are loyal. God is looking for people that he can trust. God is looking for people that he can give the responsibility to. God is looking for good sort, even in an honest business. Oh, so many came. They made it to the top. But where are they now? They're looking for something else. But God is looking for a few good men. I don't want to call names today, but you know who you are. God is looking for you. Forget where you were. Forget what you have done. God can use you. I heard somebody said that God does not, amen, praise God, use the equipped, but he equips those who he wants to use. So you might look at yourself and disqualify yourself. But I'm here to tell you, God is looking for you. If you will make yourself glory available to him, as I prepare to bring it home this morning, praise God, hallelujah. Verse 3 of Judges chapter 1, the Bible said every place that the, amen, praise God, that the sole of your feet will tread upon, this I give you. As he said to Moses, Joshua, amen, served faithfully, and God blessed him and used him to take the children of Israel into the promised land. He had a big shoes to fill, but amen, hallelujah, he was willing to accept. challenge. Is anybody hearing me today? Joshua, hallelujah, encouraged the children of Israel to serve the Lord. Joshua said, hallelujah, if it seemed good in your eyes to serve, amen, the gods that your foreparents served on the other side of Egypt. Joshua 24:15. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. God is looking for a few good men this morning. Make yourself available to him, and God is going to use you. Just trust in the Lord with all of your might. Do not lean onto your own understanding, but in all of your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. God bless you this morning, child of God. God bless you this morning, honest family. This is my word to you today. Amen. Praise God. I hand it back to our whole sister in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you.
Wow. Thank you, Pastor Derek Allen, for that amazing word. I'm going to call you back for the benediction after prayer and announcement. Father God, we thank you simply for being God all by yourself. We thank you for the man of God, Pastor Derek Allen, and the word he brought forth this morning. God is looking for a few good men and not celebrity. Continue to rest, rule, and abide with him. Be with his family and bless them financially. Be the light to their path, O God. We praise you because you are the God of healing. Your word says, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. That means every sickness, every disease, every circumstance must bow down to the name of Jesus. And we thank you for that, Father, because we know that cancer, we know that diabetes, we know that every disease must come under the power of the blood of Jesus. So we praise you, we magnify you, we lift you up, O Lord. We ask that you could comfort the bereaved families. Give them your perfect peace, which passes all understanding. In their sadness, be a fence around them. Keep them covered with your hedge of protection. Cover those who are traveling for the Super Saturdays. Make the Super Saturdays profitable, and let those who attend or watch via live stream be energized, re-energized, and ready to move to help enhance and change the lives of others. Continue to cover Artists International and the Diaz de Leon family. Touch our co-founders. Keep them in perfect peace as they press forward in this your ministry, the TMC call. Give them the desires of your heart. Be a comfort to them, O Heavenly Father. Father God, you know every need on this line before it is spoken or thought. So we ask you right now to be with each person on this call, to continue to lead and guide us, O Heavenly Father, to give us direction, to be the light on our path, O Heavenly Father, to set our crooked path straight, to give us direction, O God. We love you, we magnify you, and we adore you. It is in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen and amen. Again, check your back offices. We have Super Saturdays going on all over the country. If you're not an artist distributor, get with the person who invited you to this call, and they will be able to give you more information. Again, immediately following this call is the MMC call, and that number is 530-881-1300, PIN code 539-598#. We have the artist 2014 Bahamas Conference coming up October 31st through November 2nd, 2014. Visit artistempowermentconference.com for more information and to register. So, Pastor Derek Allen, would you please come back and give us our benediction?
Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Again, I thank God, amen, for this opportunity of being able to share with you this morning. Amen, praise God. I'm telling you, God is looking for a few good men who he can use, a few good men who he can equip. And I'm telling you today, do not count yourself out. God is looking for you. Today we thank God. Father, we bless you. We honor you today. We thank you for your goodness, your love, your mercy, and your grace. Father, I pray, God, that you will continue to bless, oh God, Leone family. Bless them. As was prayed already, the Super Saturdays that are happening, oh God, in Texas, and all those who will be streaming in tomorrow, bless, we pray. Take us, oh God, to whatever we'll be involved in for the rest of the day, oh God, in Jesus' name. Remember that you're the head, you're not a tail. You're a victor, not a victim. You are a winner, you're not a loser. You're destined for greatness. Destiny is ahead of you. Square your shoulders and keep your chin up. The sky is the limit. The earth belongs to God. God bless you is my prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, we know that this is Friday, so we know that we have our prayer request and praise report coming up right now. I'd like to bring to the line none other than our very own co-founder, amazing woman of God, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Dr. Vanessa, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning. Good morning, TMC family. First, a thanks to our dear beloved Songbird way out there on the West Coast, Minister Tiffany, for greeting the people of God as you've got them situated and seated for that sanctified word from our manservant this morning. As always, Pastor Allen, you are such a blessing, and we thank you for the nuggets of truth of a few good men. That's a very powerful word that you've spoken to our lives. And for Minister Kai, thank you so much for hosting the call today, being a part of what God is doing in the land and on this call. Well, we all know that today is our Friday where we take your praise reports and your prayer requests. One of the main mandates almost now 4 years ago that the Lord gave Dr. PK and I when we started this call were to be a place of prayer, pillars of prayer, be midwives of prayer. And just like a few good men is mankind, men and women, a few good midwives is men and women who will birth in prayer the will and the heart of God. So we're encouraging you to hit *6 and then 1, and you'll come down into the queue, and it will absolutely be our honor and our privilege to receive your prayer request and to stand in the gap, as Ezekiel taught us, and make up the hedge and pray, bombarding heaven for the manifestation of his perfect will. We got to remember, things just don't happen because we desire. Things don't happen just because it's a good or even a God idea. Things don't happen because it's written in the Word. Things happen when men and women of God do the work. It's not a cuss word, a four-letter word, the work of prayer. And prayer is work because there's a real war going on. And the spirit of darkness, the devil who fights us on every hand, but we've got some promises that say greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. So we have to pray forth the will of God. We have so many spiritual examples with Daniel praying and desiring and being told that the prince of Persia held him up 21 days. We know Persia is modern-day Turkey, and we know all that's going on in the Middle East where those spirits are so fierce and fight the will of God. And even in America, where spirits that we never even dreamed of, the lifestyles, habits, and hobbies that weren't even on our radar 20, 30, 40 years ago have been penetrated by the spirit of darkness. Why? Because the people of God have to pray. So we want to at this time remind us that this is our time for individual and as well as corporate prayer requests. Okay, we're going to start in Houston with our worship leader, our minister, Sharon. Good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call.
Good morning, Dr. Vanessa and my family. I am so excited. I'm driving in this rain and traffic and trying to concentrate, but he made me want to get out and run this morning. I want to be a part of the remnant, a part of the few good men. My heart is singing, I surrender all right now. I'm excited. God bless you, man of God, for that wonderful word. That's all I wanted to say this morning. I'm excited.
Amen. Well, that blesses my heart, and you drive safely in that rain. Even so, on Good Morning America, Houston made the news because we've had so much Noah's Ark the last couple of days and will for the rest of this weekend. So we definitely will keep you in prayer. And thank you just for saying thank you for that word. So Pastor Allen, he's still on. know you are always a blessing when you minister to our hearts. All righty. Going out to Philadelphia. Good morning, Ms. Charvon. Welcome to the Master's Call.
Good morning, Pastor. Can you hear me?
Now I can. Good morning.
Amen. Good morning, Master's Call family. Yes, I want to thank the pastor for his message this morning. And my prayer request is not only for that things go well with the Super Saturdays as far as attendance, but that the equipment will work. This live stream, we're a bit nervous to make sure that we're going to be able to connect in, but we know that God has it. So we just pray that everyone's going to be able to connect in well. The other prayer request that I have is I have my registration and I have my hotel booked, and I'm still trying to work towards getting my family to join me this time around. So prayerfully, that may take place. And then thirdly, I want to ask for prayer for my best friend, Anna Beal. Her husband, Reverend Beal, went home to be with the Lord on Wednesday, and the services are going to be this coming Monday. So he just passed 2 days ago after a long illness. And we know he's in a better place, and the service will be this coming Monday. So prayer for the Beal family.
All right.
Thank you so much, and you guys have a blessed weekend.
You too, and I'm sure we'll see you as they do the screening of the audiences there in Philadelphia for our live streaming this weekend. We are and have been. When they first told me they were going to be in Houston, I got texts from all those platinums. Start praying over this equipment. And we've really been praying that everything comes together well as each city is preparing and the people come out so that the live streaming will be just so powerful from coast to coast. You know how it is on New Year's Eve when they switch from the West Coast to the East Coast to Africa, to London, to Australia, and let you see the shots of people celebrating. But we don't have our own coast-to-coast celebration Saturday, and the cameras are being set up here in Houston, and just looking forward to it being an exciting time and covering our communications director, Olga Zamunda. She's been getting everything together and just pray for that equipment. That was one of the main things they asked me to start praying for a couple of weeks ago. So we believe God. And thank you so much for Siobhan for bringing that back to our attention. All right, we're going to roll out to Indiana to our beloved Miss Jackie. Good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call.
Good morning, Pastor Vanessa, and good morning, my TMC family. I thank God for the message today. Pastor Derek really put a word out there this morning that resonates in my heart, son. I thank you, Pastor Derek, for that message this morning. And I called in requesting prayer. One of my former teammates and artists' daughter was rushed to the hospital. She's 3 years old, soon to be four, was rushed to the hospital and admitted into the hospital with respiratory problems. Her name is Peyton, so I ask you to keep Peyton lifted up in prayer. She's doing well now, but continually pray for her that she will continue her progress. And also, I was on Facebook yesterday, and I saw one of our artist distributors on there that was on her way to a funeral home to make funeral arrangements, to help her sister make funeral arrangements, I believe, for her nephew. I don't know the entire family's name, was not able to get in contact with her, but Sister Sherry Churchill, who is part of the Winning Circle in Kentucky, I ask you to lift up her family in prayer as they go and lay to rest her nephew, a very young man as well. I don't even know the circumstances behind it, but keep that family lifted in prayer as they go through their challenges and lay this young man to rest. Also, I have a praise report. Last weekend, I left with my family early in the early morning hours last Saturday.
Right.
the road to Memphis, Tennessee for my granddaughter's competition there, and I come back to tell you that everything went wonderfully. We had great traveling mercies. God blessed us with a huge vehicle that we only had to pay $69 for that, and I thank God for that. So we had plenty comfort, room for comfort as we traveled down the road. It gave us great time for our family to bond and even spend a lot of time talking about the word of the Lord, which never happens, but I thank God for that, that he opened up that door so that they could be ministered to on this trip. The competition went well. They competed in five different categories, and they won trophies in every category.
All right. Great.
And they won the overall championship first place.
Wow. Praise the Lord.
This was their first competition, so because of that, they've been sent, been receiving invitations to many, many more. So I thank God for that, and I praise God that we came out victorious.
Amen, amen. And I know your test was pulled out strong and very godly proud of your granddaughter.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
That is absolutely awesome. Thank you. Thank you for that praise report. And we will keep Sherry Churchill and her family in prayer. And I've got Peyton in prayer. So we've got them covered. And thank you so much, Jackie, for letting us know. I'll see, can I follow up on another end to find out more details? All righty. We're going to keep on moving. 2607, is that you, Ms. LaShawn?
Hey, Dr. Vanessa. It's LaShawn. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you? Good morning, TMC family. I have a prayer request. The young lady, Tiara Durham, who we prayed for, she went home to be with the Lord. But the praise report out of that prayer request is that she said that she's finally going to be free and she'll be able to be with her father. And to my understanding, that was like one of the last things that she said. So although the family's rejoicing that she's now with God, and there's a lot of family members that's really upset because she was only 21. So just pray that the sickle cell awareness, especially with our youth, is heard and voiced out loud, as well as other diseases that must bow down to the authority of diseases. The mother is Tanya Durham. Her aunt, Manalani Kennard, Manalani like the island in Hawaii, Kennard, she's really having a difficult time with it. I have a praise report that God has blessed me and removed me from a toxic professional environment. I just want to just really praise him for that. And at the same time, pray for Jerry, Vibrant, and Lima, that they understand that some of the things that they may do or say is not quite professional, but yet there's still a chance for them to go on the right path. So, when they say that doors closed, God opens other ones, I was actually offered a teaching position at my alma mater, Delaware State University, to teach project management for continuing education students. And contingent on how I do, and if it mirrors what I did at that workshop I did the day before yesterday, they said most likely it'll turn into something full-time. So I just want to say that we thank God in advance for that. I'm standing in confidence that God is going to come through. And that's it. I just want to say good morning to my TMC family, and I love you all.
We love you, too. Thank you so much. And I think I got all of that, and I will definitely be praying for favor. Are there any more prayer requests that any of you all want to add at this time? We definitely, as has been mentioned earlier, will be praying for the Artist Super Saturday tomorrow. We'll be live taping here in Houston, and then simulcast to many, many locations all over the country and the world. So we're just praying for that to come off smoothly. And knowing that it's supposed to be pouring down raining in this bad weather, we're praying that the people will come on out and be a part of the sunshine in the room and the celebration of our Super Saturday. And we're praying for our speakers and just everyone involved. I have not heard yet, but I think he is back, as we've been covering Diamond President, to be Platinum and Royal Platinum. Reggie Flanagan had flown down to the Bahamas to do the precursor things that need to be done to make sure that everything is in place and everything is in order. We go down there. I'm reminded by Siobhan to make sure you've got your passports. We're getting close, so if you haven't, you need to make that happen over the next days, so you won't have to be paying that extra $100 to expedite it. And if you haven't gone to a register for your room, remember September 29th is the cutoff, the drop-dead cutoff. The rooms are $99 a night. They do have to charge two nights to your card, so you'll be making a little over $200 investment. But if you do not make it by September 29th, the rooms are $230 a night after that. So it is nothing. And, I mean, Reggie has been very clear with me to make sure we announce that and pray for people to be diligent, because we always have a few who are stragglers. Their hands are tied on that one, and they cannot help you with that one. So we're going to be responsible, and we're going to pray for the people of God to be responsible in that regard. So we just believe it for Reggie's traveling mercies and favor, that everything went well while he was in the Bahamas, taking care of everything. All righty, nobody else has come into queue, so we will go to the Lord in prayer. Intelligent Holy Spirit, we just thank you all on this faithful Friday for the fruit of God that is being produced in our lives. I lift up first your manservant, your mouthpiece, always bringing oracles from heaven, always speaking with such clarity and such power and so such profoundness into our spirits. We thank you for that word today, the virtue that he poured out to us so freely, always so loyal to be your ambassador. Now pour back into Pastor Derek Allen, into his spirit, into his heart, into his mind, into his family, into his ministry, into his going in, into his coming out. I thank you that your hand is so richly upon this, your man servant. You know those Psalms 37:4, the desires of his heart. I ask you, Father, even especially that since he is always given so freely to us, that you supersede the desires in his life, in his family, in his circle of influence. You know what's on his heart. So we just thank you from the heavenly account that he has so faithfully deposited in over the years, that you let him have some withdrawals, even this weekend, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for all these callers on the line and their love and commitment and consistency, many for these 4 years that we'll be celebrating next month. We thank you for each and every one of them. You know them name by name, person by person. I pray for the blessings of God as they've pressed each and every morning from that far west coast to the east coast to be faithfully on this call, even when we started at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time to now at 7 a.m., that many have been so consistent. We speak and pray the blessings. We know the saying you've given us, that there is a blessing in the pressing, and so many have pressed faithfully. Our TMC Prayer Warrior team, we cover them in the prayers of the righteous. We thank you for Minister Sharon. Just wanting to say thank you, Jesus, and a shout out of joy. And we thank you for her safety as she's traveling, even this morning in the inclement weather, and all those who are traveling across the country, Father. We do ask for your traveling mercies, for your angelic hosts of God to be kept around their modes of transportation, for safe arrivals, for sweet fellowship and communion. And, Father, we thank you for Siobhan as we pray for the Super Saturday and the equipment there in San Antonio to Columbus to everywhere and Dallas and all the many cities who have announced and asked people to come out, that the equipment will work well. We pray for smooth, effective, efficient time tomorrow, that all the streaming will go well, that the rooms will be electric, the people will feel the power, they will catch the vision, they will understand the concept of us being ministers in the marketplace. We thank you for the hard work and the plans and preparations that Olga and her team have done, that they will see the fruition, they will see the manifested fruit as we take what we learn and go out. Let's the platinums and each and every speaker that will be speaking and imparting knowledge and godly truth into our hearts and spirits. And we're good incubators. We're good receivers. We're great soil of what seeds they will plant. We lift up Anna Field as we pray for the homegoing of her husband, Reverend Field, and to keep the entire family in prayer as they prepare for the homegoing celebration on Monday. So, Father, you are the comforter. You give us supernatural peace, that Isaiah 26:3 peace that surpasses all of our understanding. And even though his illness had been prolonged, still in this transition, we ask for your comfort and your touch, and for her to feel your presence like never before. The entire family, the church family, all those who knew and loved him, you are the comforter. And as we celebrate the life of Reverend Fields, the many kind deeds, the many souls he affected, we just thank you that there is a celebration in heaven and there'll be a continued celebration here on earth. Father, we thank you as we lift up Peyton, the 3-year-old, rushed to the hospital. Respiratory problems are a name, and they have to bow to the name of Jesus. So we send forth the Jehovah Rapha. You told us, like the centurion soldier, we can send the word, and we send the word this morning. We send the word to her little chest cavities, her lungs, her breathing, every muscle, every cell, every tissue, every organ. We speak the blood of Jesus, making it healed and whole. We speak the peace to her parents and all those around who will speak and decree to the heavens life and life more abundantly. Oh, we thank you for peace in her little spirit, and that those spirits of fear that would try to come upon her, we curse and cancel their assignments to the root. Father, we thank you as we lift up our fellow artist sister, Sherry Churchill, as they have laid to rest her nephew in Kentucky. Father, we speak comfort and peace to that family, and we lift up Sherry. And Father, I thank you that her artist family there in Kentucky is surrounding her and encouraging her and loving on her and her entire family. We just pray that what the devil has meant for bad, God, you are turning it around for your glory and their good. And Father, even through the tears, even through the young life being called home, you be glorified, and the peace of God rule, rest, and abide. Let souls even come to the kingdom through this time and through this season. And Father, we thank you for the awesome praise report that Jackie brought to us from their trip to Memphis. We thank you for bringing her safely to Memphis and safely back. But we thank you for the great fruit, the manifestation of the trophies won and the competition and just a good time in you, the ability for you to be discussed and your seeds to be planted in the hearts of those in her family and loved ones. We just thank you for a perfect work. You told us some plant, some water, and others, you know, they get the increase. So thank you for the seeds of truth that have been planted in their hearts. And Father, even with the homegoing of Tierra, as we have prayed for her with the sickle cell, and she's in your arms, in your presence, oh, Father, give peace to those family members who are having just a challenging time with her homegoing. We just speak unity and peace and comfort, and we thank you that celebrating those 21 years that you allowed her to be on this side of glory. And I just thank you, Father, that you're working this together for your glory, for your glory. And even when we don't understand, when we cannot trace your hand, Father, put in their hearts the trust to lean not on their own understanding, but in all of their ways through this time of celebrating life, they acknowledge you. We cover them with the blood of Jesus. And we thank you for removing LaShawn out of her toxic work environment. And we pray for favor that even with the door opening with Delaware State, Father, we send forth the favor. We send forth the opening. You said in Isaiah 40, that fourth verse, you could go before us and make crooked pathways straight. So I thank you for you covering her, keeping her, making this a bridge to another opportunity and to a new season. We trust in you that our household will lack absolutely no good thing. And we just thank you that your hand is upon her life, her purpose, and her destiny. We continue to thank you for the traveling mercies and for all that needed to be accomplished with our Diamond President Reggie as he's been down in the Bahamas. Father, you do all things well. And we even thank you today as many are preparing and listening to the Transform 90 call, and those of us who will join, that we will be products of the products. And in this season, Father, with so many transitioning and so many having challenges, that we find comfort, we find peace, we find security, we find ultimate trust in you. Now, God, for the spoken and the unspoken prayer requests, we give you all the glory. Again, we speak a great success over our Super Saturday this weekend. We speak much fruit. We decree it and declare it in the heavens that many will come out and they will learn and they will be excited and motivated, and not just be excited, but as Pastor Chuck taught us with the inspiration, let them cross over to the aspiration, putting their hands to the plow, and we will see the manifestation of the promise. Now we seal this time of prayer. We are thanking you that the blood of Jesus covers us. We continue to lift up and cover our ambassador, Dr. PK, our co-founder, in her absence. Father, you bringing all things together and for her good as she's getting settled. And we just thank you that all is well. We just lift up each and every one of us to be all you called us to be. And as we depart even today from this call, let us go out with the strength that we are one of the few good men, that we speak and lay hands on our old selves and decree and declare the blessings and the destinies will be declared and established in our lives. Father, we have the fresh wind of the Holy Ghost that's inspired us for this day, this weekend, till we come together again to be about our Father's business, to be the kingdom builders that you've equipped us to be the ministers in the marketplace on a mission, having a mandate, and being good stewards of what you poured into us to share it with others. So with excitement, we thank you, Daddy God, for what you've done on this call today. And with the aspiration to get it done over the weekend, we go forth knowing that greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. And it's a fixed fight, and we win. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen and amen. Go out and be blessed. For those of you who will be joining us on the MMC call, learning more about our Transform 90 and our Transform 20, look forward to hearing you on that call. And for others, just go out and make it happen. And I'm sure we'll hear shouts from each other this weekend at the simulcast. Love you so much. Appreciate you even more. Have a blessed weekend. Bye-bye.